open up the question, or Coach, if you want to start.
Yeah, good ball game. Auburn's a good team. There was a lot to unpack on our side. We got guys going to the emergency room, and that's a lot. I thought our guys played very hard. We made too many mistakes on the mound. A lot of those were two strikes, and many of those hurt. We needed one more good at-bat. We had some chances to put that game away. Their starting pitcher really went to that slider, and that thing is special. Like, that is a really good breaking ball. It doesn't matter if you're left-handed, right-handed. He probably had two breaking balls, the cutter slider, and then more of a sweeping type breaking ball. With, you saw the change in velocity, but the recognition of that was difficult. He gave our guys fits, give him credit, because we were on it early and he settled in. And we had some really good at-bats in the first inning, but clearly we needed a couple more. And then the mistakes on the mound, everyone seemed like it hurt us, and they capitalized, and give them a lot of credit. That's a good team. They have a lot of variety on the mound. I thought their relief pitchers did a very nice job, and we had some mistakes out of the bullpen that really cost us. Guys played hard, if anything, too hard. You know, that ball, to have two guys hurt on one play like that, I think the effort and to sell out to try to make a play on a ball that, quite frankly, was really challenging for either guy. It's tough to unpack. I feel for those kids because they go hard and play hard and they're good dudes, and it's tough to watch them go through that situation and have to leave the game and leave the facility. So we'll sort it out, but it's unfortunate the way this thing played out today.
What do you know about both of them right now, I guess?
Jace was a leg, and I think DeLaMalur was the concussion concern. So our staff is on it, but they've got to do some assessments.
Coach, what can you take away from Moore's start? Is that something you can build off of from last week, or still looking for more consistency?
That was better, to be honest. Thought it was better. And there were signs of positive things. The changeup, I thought, was better. He's got to still finish some of those right-handed hitters. I think his breaking pitches give him a chance to finish some of the righties, but he's got to do it. And these things have to be in specific areas. And he's not the only one that was guilty of it today. There were situations where we needed to be able to finish hitters. And worst case is weak contact. Best case is a strikeout. And I thought that was the difference in the ball game. But more, it was better. It was better today, no doubt. I felt better with it. The pickoff and the throw into center field, that's not anything in terms of how we would train that or how that play should evolve. So it's unfortunate that that one cost him too, I believe. So, but better.
Coach, after the first inning, you know, you're looking at the – I'd love to hear like what your thoughts were to the guys and their approach at the plate as Sanders started to settle in.
Some of them tried to make box adjustments. When you can't recognize the breaking pitch, it's tough. And yeah, the recognition of it, when you don't know what it is and where that thing's going, that's why you see some awkward swings. And it's tricky to sit on it. Some of them tried to sit on it. Some of them tried to make some adjustments in the box. But it is a plus-plus pitch. And he leaned on it and kept leaning on it. And I don't know the pitch breakdowns, but it was tough for the guys just to recognize and figure out. You can't really see much spin. So where, even when you're sitting on it, where's that thing going? It's a little bit of a guessing game. So tip my hat to him. Like he did a really nice job, and they leaned on that thing when they needed to, and it was very effective.
An old baseball coach of mine would always say, you either win or you learn. What did you learn about your team in this first loss of the season?
Well, the pitch execution has to be a little bit better. I think the stuff seemed okay, but good stuff is not enough against advanced quality hitters. It has to be good stuff that is executed, and I think we left that up for grabs in it, and it hurt us. And even the later, we had some momentum, and then, you know, we had swings and misses, and the ball got away from our catcher, and I think that ended up scoring a run. So just a lot of mistakes that accumulate and put you in a position where you can see that happening.
Well, here in the fifth, it seemed like there was some weak contact that fell for them. Obviously the play with Brody and Jace, just what did you see with O'Leary?
Well, it didn't seem like right out of the gate it was as sharp as it needed to be. Like when he comes in and those things are up a little bit, it's not what we expect him to do, and it took him a little while to get it calibrated and get it on the tracks. And then I think one of the fastballs that hurt us was supposed to be off the plate away, and I think that thing was on the inside half of the plate. So I'm sure there were some good pitches in there. I just didn't think it was as crisp or as sharp or as well executed as it was in his previous
opportunities.
Coach, obviously Meebel today and Whiting yesterday. How important is it to get these left-hand relievers into games early and for them to kind of feel confidence as the year goes
on? It's really important. We're going to need it. And I thought Meebel came in and did a really nice job with the lefty that he came in to get. Got it. And then I think it was, I don't know if his base is loaded later, some of the breaking balls weren't the same as they were to the initial batter that he faced. And I think it might have been the sack fly there. But the makings of it are in place. It's, again, it's the execution of the quality stuff that has to be made. Like, you can throw a breaking ball and that thing can be down off the plate and it can be very effective. You can throw the exact same type of pitch up and arm side and it's not effective at all. So that's, when you ask about learning, we learned a tough lesson with some of those pitches, and a lot of them seem to happen with two strikes.
And I know you mentioned yesterday that Beard is lurking. Do you know yet what you're going to do tomorrow, or still TBD?
He's available to help us in some capacity, and we have to figure out what that is. The pitch count, you almost are backtracking a little bit after preparing to throw 65 or 70 pitches, and then you're almost on hold for a complete week, and he did get a bullpen in, so Mike and I are trying to assess, number one, the physical strength and the weight, which it seems like that's on its way back, and then what would the pitch count be, and then what is the best way to use him if it is in a shorter stint. So we'll figure that out this evening.
Anything else?
Stokes, quick.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
We just didn't feel like we had time to let him get it back on track. Maybe he would have, but it didn't feel like that, and I thought we had the matchup in place to try to make a maneuver. And that might have been when Meebel came in. It's a lot for me to rewind right now. But I think that's – and it was a good matchup for him. So we tried to let one guy learn and get some experience from it. And then the opportunity presented itself for Meebel to come in and learn. And it was a good matchup for him. So I'm proud that he came in the game and executed. He just needs to continue to stack the quality pitches. And Stokes, you can see it. I mean, it's 99 miles an hour. This thing's going to be 100 miles an hour before it's all said and done. We just have to keep getting him in there and let him learn and feel it in this environment. Clearly different, you know, than what we do in practice, or probably even what he felt when he was on our mound. So he'll get there.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.